The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, it's Andy. This is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Our round three Super Netball update with reaction thanks to netballscoop.com. It's early days, but shall we have a look at the ladder? Yep, there it is. It finished Magpies 60, Thunderbirds 56, Lightning 54, Fever 69, and there was a win for Swifts over Vixens 55-43. Let's get the reaction from Sam Wallace and Bryony after their game.
How are you guys feeling at the moment? I mean, obviously, you know, you've got a lot of diamonds in the camp. It seems to be like you guys are back where you used to be in 2019. Is that how it feels this year?
Sometimes, I'll be honest, sometimes. But look, we just want to take each day as a progress. I'm really in progress, so yeah.
Sam has a coach like you. What's it like having a shooter like Sam?
Amazing. Let's be honest, she's a fantastic target and she's probably one of the most intelligent netballers I've coached. So she kind of like a second coach out there, which is really cool. Yes, you do. And we have Hammer doing the extras this year. And there is no day off for a shooter. If you want to be world's best in this comp, it's, you know, there's young guns coming all the time. And, yeah, I think Sammy's done a great job with that.
We saw Maddie Proud go down in the last quarter. How is she going?
Yeah, I don't really know, to be honest. I haven't actually exactly found out what's wrong. I think she's gone into a bit of a panic mode, but I'm sure she will be fine.
There was a few moments of people going down today. I mean, given Ricky Stewart's comments this week, I mean, did today just prove that just how tough netball is?
100%. I think, especially this game, the Vixens are a championship team. Yeah. And even though they didn't win this game, they will come back. I have no doubt that they're a team that, you know, their defence end is brilliant, their attacking end is young and inexperienced. But, you know, to take it to our girls like they did, that could have gone either way. Mm-hmm. I was not comfortable at all that we had won that game, mm-hmm. even with 5 minutes to go. This 2-point now changes the game. So for me, netballs are tough, you know. It was a tough 60 minutes of netball and it took that, you know, to win the game.
When you're looking at Sarah Clough and you're looking at Sammy, just that duo on both ends, I mean, does that give you so much confidence that the girls can just sort of ride that and just keep getting up the scoreline?
I think, to be honest, we've got a team of seven and you know, then we've got the girls on the bench that could come on, and just like we were showing, you know, Nat came on, you know, Helen came off, Sophie came on. I think we're super adaptable, super agile, our thinking that we can get out there and still know what we have to do. So our team is a team of 10 and we've worked hard at that for them, anyone to be able to come on and do their job.
Previously, you've seen three games now. How is the co-captaincy going? Are you seeing what you wanted to see out of that?
Yeah, I think they always sort of captain like that, to be honest. I think they've got different strengths at different times, and Paige is definitely that on-court presence and Maddie's that off-court sort of balance and leads the team. So they both complement each other beautifully.
You recorded a timeout just 3.5 minutes into the second half. What did you saw that alarmed you? Were you able to fully address it?
I'm not sure exactly what it is yet, but I think we go away from a game plan and we just showed that if we stick to that. The first quarter was beautiful. I thought it was great netball to watch. And when I see them hesitate, there is no reason to hesitate at all when we've got targets down the other end like Semi and Helen and Soph.
Do you think being back at home gave them that kind of confidence to put on a first quarter like that?
I can answer question.
Oh, let me take it.
Four times like
take it away, Sydney.
No, most definitely it's an amazing arena. We've been dying to play in this arena for so much months. So yeah, definitely. And then having a full crowd, amazing. So.
Answer is yes.
I mean, you guys, like, that crowd out there was, you know, 5,500 around, that's what Chain said. I mean, that's more than NBL is getting. That's, you know, close to some of the NRL crowds. I mean, isn't it insane how much netball is getting growth?
Swifts fans especially, yeah. they're crying out for netball, and it's been nearly, I don't know, 2 years since we've played. So for them to be loyal to us and come back and turn out like they did today and support a team that has been away, it just shows the legacy of the team, and we're celebrating 25 years, and I think you can now see that coming to fruition about 25 years of tradition and coming to support netball, and you know, netball and women's sport's definitely up there.
Yeah. You're going to stay on for the second game?
Of course. course.
And the coaching.
And Marie, obviously, that was that comment from Ricky as we spoke about having tough conversations. How many tough conversations do you have to have today?
Today, every day.
Yeah.
I think it's all communication, and it's not even tough conversations, it's conversation and dealing with people and trying to get the best out of them.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not just tough conversations, it's getting that relationship and that trust to be able to have a conversation and both of you get something out of it. And that's what coaching's about. Mm. It doesn't matter what sport. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you had a more complete 60-minute game today than what's happened in the first two rounds? And you got off to good starts in the first two games and again today.
Yeah.
You lost the third quarter by 4, but did you feel like it was a better 60-minute performance from the girls?
It was better, but I also think that this is a team that can do a lot better than that. So, I mean, you're not going to play the grand final in week 3 or 4. So the good thing for us is we do have time, and each week, hopefully, that will increase those minutes to plays that we're happy with all the time.
There were a lot of feeds into Sam right under the post today. Was that kind of a deliberate plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Goalkeeper?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you've got Sammy as a target there, and it just proved in that first quarter that worked for us and set that win up. So, yeah, definitely we're there for high percentage plays, and that's under the ring. So, yeah.
Paige was centre for the whole game today. You didn't move her back into wing defence. Was that just because you didn't feel like there was a need to move?
No, we didn't need to. I think the whole defence end did a great job, and I think that's probably Lozzie's full 60 minutes in a long time.
Yeah.
So we were celebrating that she, she pushed through that. That was no easy feat against who she was playing against. So, yeah, we're celebrating little wins, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
And what did Vixen Simone McGuinness make of her side's performance?
We want to be the team that's fighting and taking it on right from the word go. So we've got a lot of work to do from that perspective.
There's obviously a bit lacking in the shooting circle. Is that sort of one of your major issues, do you think?
Well, certainly. I think today we had, opportunities that we didn't score. We didn't have someone to take on the shot and put the shots in. That is a basic part of the game. We have to be able to shoot and shoot out games. The fact is, it's up to us to do something about it. So we've got to cop that. That's what we put out there, and that's what we've got to cop. But it's about what we do about it, and that's getting better and changing things for ourselves.
It was Giants 67, Firebirds 60. Player of the match went to Joe Harton. We found out this week the Indigenous rounds have been confirmed to run over rounds 5 and 6. Hugely important part of the season since 2018. And the reason that it's split over two rounds is that it gives the teams a chance to showcase their engagement in front of their home crowd. Remember, Netball Scoop has the latest from the league, an in-depth article with our favourite international stars as well. You can sign up on the forums, keep an eye out for us on there as well. And their newsletters have all the latest from the game. Sign up online, netballscoop.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.